Ella, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Ella, Australia has one of the highest rates of obesity in the world. Why aren't fast food companies doing anything about this issue?
Well, yeah, as you said, we know that unhealthy diets and obesity are leading contributors to poor health in Australia. And fast food companies have a really important role to play in trying to make healthy choices easier for all Australians. We also know that Australians are increasingly eating food out, and that the average Australian household now spends about a third of its food budget on takeaway and eating out. So fast food companies really do need to step up their game when it comes to addressing obesity and health issues in Australia.
Well, given that a lot of fast food companies, most of their options aren't exactly that healthy, should we be relying on these companies to make healthier options for us?
Well, I mean, that's right that most of their options are unhealthy. So one of our recommendations is to make meal deals healthier by having healthier sides and drinks. But a lot of our other recommendations are around things that aren't to do just with the health of their products. So things like getting serious about reducing advertising of unhealthy products to children, also cutting down on sponsorship of events and sports that are popular with families, also trying to price healthier options at a similar price to less healthy equivalents, and restrict price promotions on those unhealthy options. So while they may offer some unhealthy options, what we're trying to recommend is that companies really try and start making those healthier choices easier for consumers to choose.
Right. You mentioned children before. Do you think the research should be aiming to educate and focus more on educating the younger generation?
Well, certainly one of our recommendations is around labelling, which is a form of education where you can, you know, inform consumers about what they're eating and what's going to be in their food. And that is a really important part of an obesity strategy. But our main recommendations aren't really about education. It's about pushing these companies to do more to make it easier for their customers to choose healthier foods and to play a more active role in trying to encourage Australians to be a bit healthier.
Right, and well, focusing on the companies, do you think we should be regulating the cost potentially? Would that help?
I mean, that's a pretty interesting area. I think our focus of these recommendations was more on voluntary measures that companies could take. So, you know, coming up with a pricing strategy where they could start putting those healthier options at a cheaper price or a similar price to unhealthy ones, and also just restricting those, you know, price promotions that we see a lot on those junk foods. So like the $1 kind of jumbo Cokes that you see, maybe we could have $1 fresh juices or something like that. So we haven't really gone into the regulatory aspect, but certainly some of those voluntary measures we're really pushing for.
Well, why exactly is fast food so much cheaper for the most part than healthier options?
Well, a lot of the evidence actually shows that healthier diets are cheaper overall, but certainly fast food is cheap because it's produced at a mass scale, because a lot of people are buying it, so companies are bringing in a lot of profits and they're able to price foods at a pretty competitive rate, which makes them a bit cheaper.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Ella.
No worries. Thank you for having me.